Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for actually July the 25th and 26th, if you're listening. And we're getting on towards the midpoint, past the midpoint of summer. And, of course, that would actually technically be June, which would be the longest day. And we're going to be getting on into the dog days of August, as they say in baseball, pretty quick. And don't forget, from about a month from now, 5 weeks from now, the Tumbleweed Festival at the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington. There is a Sea Song concert, and I don't know where that's going to be because I'm so far ahead. But it's on the 1st of August, the 1st of August. So when you listen on Saturday the 1st, we'll tell you all about it. Alrighty. Hank Kramer's organizing it. The Lady Washington and some other of those big schooners, those big ships are going to come and meet right there on the Columbia. And they're going to fire cannons at each other and do all kinds of things like that and do sea stuff all day long. And there'll be all kinds of workshops and things about running ships, the tall ships. And then there is a concert on the Saturday night. So there you go with Hank Kramer and all of his buddies. Alrighty? Okay. Art Theme died on May the 26th. Now, May the 26th was quite a while ago. And we're actually recording this show for the 25th of July. We're recording it on the 2nd of June. And I've assembled all the Art Theme stuff I could find. And so starting on this particular show, we are going to air at least one Art Theme song for the next year on each show. And I don't think if I play my cards right, we'll be repeating much. Art Theme was the real deal. He's the real folk guy. Non-pretentious, loves his music, loves his stories, knew a lot about American roots music, told puns like they were just some of the worst puns. And a lot of stories, knows what he's doing and knows what he's talking about and can do music from the Midwest, can take music from the Revolutionary War times and also up into contemporary times doing roots music or contemporary music that's written in a roots style. The genuine article, the genuine folky. And those of us who got started way, way back a long time ago, we owe a lot to men like Art Theme. Of course, Pete Seeger and Tom Paxton and folks like that. But Art Theme is the one who took it the non-commercial route, made folk singing a real trade, made folks, instead of an industry, made it a real trade, went around and played banjo and played the saw, played guitar, and sang lots of songs and told lots of stories, the picture of non-pretentiousness. Art Theme, who lived in Illinois for so many, 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 many years, was based in the Midwest. And he had multiple sclerosis for, oh gosh, probably 15 years at least, and maybe 20, and he was in a rehab home, kind of a nursing home with his wife. Anyway, he's gone, and we need to pay tribute to guys like this. We pay tribute to all the people that are known and the people with flash and all this kind of thing, and Art Theme has enough music out there that we can do a year-long thing once a week, Art Theme. Alrighty, so from puns to good songs, lots of songs. The album, The Wilderness Road, on Folk Legacy Records, an album called The Older I Get, The Better I Was, and all kinds of cool stuff. Art theme. So here we go. Art theme.
The section gang had to keep the track in order. I live in the Illinois River Valley. I've been playing music on riverboats an awful lot lately, mostly on the Mississippi River. Just about every day we go through a couple of locks. Lock number 13, especially at Fulton, Illinois, Clinton, Iowa. There's some birds that nest in the lock gates there, and they come out and eat the moss off the walls. Those are the lock moss nesters. You can hiss, you'll be telling it tomorrow. I once had a fortune and a place of abode, and I gave them away for the wilderness road. When I couldn't pay all the debts that I owed, I started to traveling on the wilderness road. High over the mountain, through beautiful vales, I counted the cabins on the Buffalo Trail. I crossed the Kentucky, crossed the Tennessee, across Big Muddy and the Lone Prairie. Wilderness Road, on the Wilderness Road. I've been a traveling a long, long time on the Wilderness Road. I met all the people way back in the hills. I prayed in their graveyards and I drank at their stills. I heard of their joys and I heard of their wrongs, in their wonderful stories and their beautiful songs. They planted their gardens by the beautiful streams, and they planted their fathers in the land of their dreams. With a pure inspiration, oh, they carried their load, and they built up a nation on the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road. I've been a-traveling a long, long time on the Wilderness Road. If I was a rich man, I'd pay what I owed. I'd build me a cabin on the Wilderness Road. But I ain't a rich man, so I guess you know, I'm gonna keep on bumming on the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road. I've been a-traveling a long, long time on the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road. On the Wilderness Road. Been a traveling a long, long time on the Wilderness Road. All the roosters, they lay eggs around Nashville. Oh, the roosters, they lay eggs around Nashville. Well, the roosters, they lay eggs, they're as big as old beer kegs. They got whiskers on their legs around Nashville. Uncle Dave Macon.
course, Uncle Dave was on the Grand Ole Opry, or the Granola Opry, if you want to be natural about it, for many years. This is one of those little songs that just sort of put down one specific geographical area. They're kind of like the forerunner to ethnic jokes and light bulb jokes and things like that. They chew tobacco thin round Nashville. Oh, they chew tobacco thin round Nashville. Well, they chew tobacco thin and it runs down on the chin and they lick it in again round Nashville. Pick it. Women dress knee-high around Nashville. All the women dress knee-high around Nashville. Well, the women dress knee-high, and as they go walking by, it makes the old men cry around Nashville. And all potatoes, they grow small around Nashville. Oh, potatoes, they grow small around Nashville. Well, potatoes, they grow small, and they dig them in the fall, and they eat them coats and all around Nashville. This song came out right about Prohibition. Herbert Hoover was elected from Nashville. Herbert Hoover was elected from Nashville. Herbert Hoover was elected. Al Smith, he was rejected, but he's very high respected around Nashville. If you want to get a drink around Nashville. If you want to get a drink around Nashville. If you want to get a drink, give the Democrats a wink and you get it for you think around Nashville. Thank you very much.
Oh, Mr. Art Theme. Art Theme there, who died Monday, May the 26th. And we will air an Art Theme song, at least one, on every show. Because he's what folk music is all about. It's interesting. I talked to him in Chicago. This is back in 93, and he was kind of Illinois-based. Taught lessons, taught music lessons at the old school of folk music there, the Old Town School of Music there in Chicago, and he could listen to modern country music and show you the derivations and show you where a lot of phrasing came from. He could show you. He'd say, "Oh no, Garth didn't write that," or "Howard Arlen didn't write that. This came from this and this and this." And while they put it down in their songs, you know, it came out of this line. And he could show you where it all went back like 100 years. It's really cool. You know, when you listen to some of the stuff he does and some of the folk songs he does, you really get a sense of history. And that's kind of what, in a lot of ways, this whole folk music thing is all about. Art Theme. Oh, my gosh. All righty, well, let's just keep it rolling and running here. Let's see, Rhythm of the Train, New Blues. They're going to be at the Damon Barn in August, right around, I think, around the 22nd, 28th, something like that. They're good. They're good, kind of a jazzy, bluegrassy, interesting style here.
I'm that little kid of 10, playing with my friends out behind our home. On lazy summer afternoons, with nothing to do, we'd watch the freight trains as they roll on through. Hey, Mr. Engineer, let me hear your engine roar. His gentle rhythm soothes my weary soul. I can almost smell the smoke from the burning coal. How I miss those carefree childhood days and the gentle rhythm of the train.
till the rhythm of the train rocked us to sleep.
She gathered all the courage she make up her youthful mind. Innocent till passion took control, finally holding on to letting go, without the slightest trace of guilt inside. She went all the way this time. A few months down the road, they took their vows. Father's roof again. He'd holler, "If you leave, I'll track you down." Sophia always made her turn the car around. Till one night, when the whiskey made him sleep, she took off with his pistol and his keys. She gathered all the courage she could. Tried to disappear, changed her name and the color of her hair. But she sensed just what would happen in the end. Knew he'd carry out the threats he made back then. He was waiting when she left for work one day. She saw his fist before she saw his face. Scrambled for her purse inside the car. He laughed and said, "You'll never go that far." She gathered all the courage she could find. Let her trembling hand make up her troubled mind. Squeezed the trigger hard. Left all the pain she'd felt just lying there. Without the slightest trace of guilt inside, she went all the way this time.
Oh my gosh, I was so busy just listening to music and having a good time. I wasn't checking the break time. We're late on the break. We're about 5 minutes late on the break. That was Goose Town by the Rail Splitters and Blackjack by New Blue and All the Way by New Blue and Tilt-A-Whirl by the Rail Splitters and other stuff. And that's at playlists at nwpr.org. We have to take a little bit of a break. Going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back for lots more stuff. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
You'll have scattered showers this afternoon and gusts reaching 25 miles an hour in some areas. And tonight, it'll still be breezy, but it shouldn't rain. On the Palouse, you'll have a high of 77 today and a low of 50 tonight. And in the Lewis-Clark Valley, a high of 84 and a low of 61.
sharpest blade won't cut this mean. I let it grow too long again. The people I see, I call my friends, but I'm still holding back like way back when. Trying to sort through last night's dreams, all these broken shells of faded scenes. You like to say I'm too good for you, but I can't find it, yeah, I never could. It's not a lie to say I'm fine, it's just a blessing to wake up in time to see the light slip through the blinds, but it finds me alone every time. In all the past, I forgave all the love I lost and the love I made. I think I left myself out cold, like a wandering stranger in this world. And I know it's not all you, 'cause every story I hook into is just the rising of some older tides. But I'm old enough now to let them slide. And there are days I do pretend that you would find me here and then. I'll play this song and you'll understand. I'll play this song and you'll understand what I'm trying to say now. I will pick these words out. I will sing my way back to this faith that I thought I had. I will gather up my rosebuds. Gather up my strength. Ooh-oh. Now it's getting late again. I'm still awake and thinking in this mind that spins and turns your name. We're all at fault, but no one's to blame. There are days I truly send you all this love and hope in the end. I'll play this song and you'll understand. I'll play this song and you'll understand what I'm trying to say now. I will pick these words out. I will sing my way back to this faith that I know I have.
Cheat our hearts
Oh, Planes on Paper. They're from Yakima. From Yakima. That's David Elliott and Jenny Borscht. Jenny Borscht, actually. But it is fun. You think of that Russian soup, Borscht. But she probably got called that a lot when she was a kid. That's the painting and stuff on this little sleeve. It's a little three-song EP, and we heard Monolithia, and then we heard The Ruins, Planes on Paper. And it's interesting that the cover has the hills, two hills with these paper planes all over. And they're from Yakima, and they're looking first. They're going places. Planes on Paper are, and doing some cool stuff. We also heard Understanding from Brindle. B-R-I. Let's see. I gotta work this out and tell you how to spell this a little bit later. It's not B-R-I-N-D-L. I believe. And it's kind of interesting how people find names, you know what I mean? But Understanding was a really good song. I'm kind of stalling because our next song's just long enough that I can't play anything else and get out of the show alive in this particular hour. But that's how that goes. Planes on Paper, they're a big part of the Yakima Folklife Festival, and David did a lot of the programming part for that festival couple weeks back there in Yakima. And then with the kind of the modern type thing going on here. All righty, let's play one more. Verdant House is the name of this album. It's got some good stuff on it. Yes, indeed, just flat out bluegrass. Railroad Earth there. We're just playing a lot of kind of new guys. Railroad Earth, their album Verdant House. Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. And we're done with the first hour. I don't even know where we're going with the show. We have some David Wilcox here. And we have some material from one of the later Kervil promotional folk festival albums. And we have David Grisman. And we have all kinds of stuff. But who knows whether we're going to get to it now. We might just do the next 2 hours of nothing but total silence. Or maybe you could listen to Jennifer Beruete Trejo give her flan, chocolate flan recipe for 2 hours. It's good enough. It would be worth the time it would take to listen to that. It's an awesome chocolate flan cake that she whips up. Eggs and chocolate. Yum. All righty, if you want to email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, Jennifer Beruete Trejo, on the playlists. I'm working on the internet. I'm trying to make sure I know what I'm doing here, which in itself is a chore. All righty, you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you. I promise, got a new smartphone, got a 6 Plus. This isn't an advertisement, but it's big enough and complex enough. I don't know exactly how to answer the phone yet. Okay? But I'll get there. Alrighty? The Rankin Family in the background from their album, The Rankin Family, on the Rankin Family label. And I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Inland Folk now in its 34th year. How about that? 34 years of doing this. I could just go back and play the old shows over again if we had them and nobody would even know. All righty? We're coming right back. Hang on. We're coming back.
Shut up.